from, you may remember, the initial refugee status as Naomi and her husband and two young sons had to leave their home in Israel and go around to the north and to the other side of the Dead Sea and live for a while in the country called Moab because there was a famine. And the story didn't go well because things got worse, that there was a famine there too. And Naomi's husband died. The two sons with their widowed mother grew up. The two sons married Moabite girls, one called Orpah, the other called Ruth. But sadly, both of the sons died. And our story today begins at the point, perhaps the lowest point, where Naomi says to herself, I've come to the end of the road here. I don't know what to do. I'll go back home to Bethlehem. And as she comes to this decision, she says to her two daughters-in-law, look, you're best to go back to your own people and your own families. You can marry again. There is life for you here, but there's no life for me. She doesn't do this in any sense of selfishness. She does it in a way that's open to God, looking for their best interests. But it's a desperately low point. And it is a point which speaks to us straight off the page in our modern times. Because if you look at what's happening in Syria right now, it is the most desperate of situations, isn't it? And in a minute, I want to show you a video to let the story speak for itself in a talking head style. And if it touches you in the way that it touched me, you'll find that it speaks for itself very clearly. And do you know, at the end of the day, probably all we can do with each other in exploring the journey of life is to tell our own story. And I think for most of us who are here today, the story we tell is how, as we put our lives in God's hands, they go in the right direction. The right direction is often tinged with both joys and the sorrows of life, but certainly my story and Liz's story, as we tell our story, is the story of placing our lives in God's hands and seeking to go in the direction that He will lead us. And that's probably your story too. And when we share it with other people, we share the most powerful testimony we can of the real meaning of life and the real purpose of life and the fact that we're made for both time and eternity and that we're all precious in God's sight. So as we come to this final chapter, which you've heard read through, with all the complexities of names as they were, well done, Alison, you see the story of hope emerging as you read it through the text. But at this point, I'm going to let the story speak for itself and then come back and summarize it. And the theme that I'd like to draw out for you in this is hope in a disordered world.